Hey black folks, Ms. Roslyn here, once again out of Saginaw, Michigan, coming to you once again to talk about racism in America. And today's episode is titled, Are We Numb? Part 2. Black people, are we numb? You're sitting here, pinch yourself and make sure that you're awoke and that you know what is currently going on in the United States with the Fab Four, as I call them. A lot of people call them the Squad, but I call these women the Fabulous Four because they are fighting racism in America with everything that's within them. And I'm calling on black people in America to fight racism with everything that is in you. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to black folks in America. I think that it is detrimental to our well-being as black folks in America living under European rules and laws that we take to the streets and rally around these four women, because we're not just rallying around them, we're standing up and fighting this blatant racism. It's just like what I said in my earlier podcast of part one, talking to black people in America, are we numb? I feel that a lot of us are numb to it. We are not Democrat, we're not Republican, we're not independent. We just, some of us don't want to be bothered with politics, and that's okay. And some of us want to pray and march, and that's okay. But we're going to need more action, like I said earlier, behind the praying and the marching. We're going to have to stand up and take a hard stand, as, you know, blacks took in the 60s. We're going to have to take that hard stand, and in the late 50s, we're going to have to stand up for what we know is right. And in order for us black folks in America who are so damaged, so beaten down, so broken, with no great outlook on the future here in America for us, we're going to have to unite as one nation in these United States and come from up under these European laws and rules. Because when they were written, they were not written with us in mind as becoming citizens. You know, they never thought that far, or even the possibility that blacks would be free or even be citizens and have any rights. It just wasn't wrote in the Constitution. And it's just time now for us to just come together. And if this is not a cause for us to come together, I just really, Ms. Roslyn, don't know what is. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to black folks in America, my beautiful black folks. We come in all colors, in my opinion. And this is my opinion and my podcast. We the best that the earth has to offer. And you'll hear me say it often because that's my true belief in my heart. I don't think there's nothing better on the earth than the black man, woman, and child. The black family holds the strongest bond, and we need to get back to that strong bond we have. Black people, I'm talking to you. Hey, black folks in America. We need to take to the streets. We need to organize. We need to stand up against this racism. It almost seems as if us black folks here in America is going backwards. You know, because what affects my one sister or brother in the hood, it affects me. Because as I said again earlier, I don't think it's a black person in America with money that has not experienced some form of racism. You know, we've heard Tyler's story. We've heard Oprah's story about the purse. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Just anything you're doing while black is almost a crime here in America. And we don't have to take this crap anymore. You know, we have the means, which is our $2 trillion in buying power. And we have the numbers, which are numbers of people, black people in America, which totals about 50 million people or more. So we really do not have to put up with this racist crap over here in America anymore. And the fact that they need us more than we need the European, they need us. You know, they have went through such extreme measures to hide our history and who we are. But black people today, you have to know who you are and where you came from. So I'm making a part two to Are We Numb? Because I want you to, and I'm talking to my black people in America. Hey, black folks. Yes, I'm talking to you and you and you and you. And I want us to take a stand, an immediate stand. I don't think that this much of time should have passed in Trump being allowed to say what he said, attack the people that he attacked. And it's become that people are just used to him saying and attacking people. But the attack and the instigation is one thing, but to hold a rally and the chant up to send her back, that to me was just unacceptable. We know that Trump is an instigator of racism. That has been shown, it's been proven in all of his words, deeds, and action, and that's Trump. But Trump is only an instigator for what is already in the hearts and minds of the racist people here in America. And as you see in many, many red states and cities across America, that racism is being displayed blatantly now. Blatantly. So it's time for us black people in America to take a stand. We need to be out in the street marching, protesting this president, protesting this presidency, and protesting this blatant racism. Yes, we need to be in the streets marching. We have to stand for something. We haven't stood together as one united voice since Martin was executed. And it's high time, black folks, that we come together and take a stand. And I just wanted to put that out there, that we are not numb. We are here. We have a chance to make a difference. We need to take a stand, and we need to get out in the streets with our signs, and we need to march, and we need to fight this blatant racism tooth and nail here in these United States of America. So if you don't do nothing, it's nothing gonna happen. It's gonna be no change. And we need change to take place, and we need that change to take place immediately. Immediately. I mean, I just don't understand, black folks. Hey, black folks, how are you? I know you hurting. You're angry. You're depressed. You're broke. But it's okay, because now is the time for us black folks in America to take our stand, to let them know that we will no longer put up with this blatant racism, and it's going to be dire consequences in dealing with the black nation inside of the United States if things don't change drastically and change right away. I just wanted to put that out there and to say that I love all my black beautiful people. I want us to come together and unite as one voice inside these United States. And stay tuned for my next episode. which I'm going to be talking about resources, black resources in the United States. I love you. Stay up, stay inspired, stay encouraged, and always remember to love, inspire, encourage, and uplift one another. Let's build the black family back up. Remember to buy black, to invest your money in black financial institutions, and remember to go over to my GoFundMe page and donate to find our children so that we black people in America can find our own missing black children. It's up to us. Peace, love, and joy to my black family. Miss Rosalind, and I'm out.